Уважаемые участники, в этом году...
Distinguished participants, in June this year there was a very important event, the Sixth Ministerial Conference on the Environment and Health. And at that meeting, a side event was organized devoted to equitable access. To save time, we'll put that information on that event, that is, in this section devoted to the results of the ministerial conference. So there's a minor change in the agenda. Now, if there are no more requests for the floor on equitable access, I would like to sum up the work on this item. I propose that we adopt the following decision, our traditional decision. First, welcome and support and approve the continuing major progress in the area. This is one of the areas under the protocol which has achieved significant success. Furthermore, second decision, the working party approves, or rather, Hungary and France for their leadership in this program area, and also France for providing financial support to implement activities under this activity. Third decision, the working party approves the work of the leading countries in cooperation with the Joint Secretariat on further elaboration for the draft publication of use of the results for ensuring equitable access in accordance with the protocol. You can see that draft as an informal document at this meeting. And your comments and reactions are expected by the 20th of December. The Secretary awaits your replies. Those are the main decision I propose adopting for this item. I see no objections, so we will take it that the decisions are adopted, and we will now go on to item.
Это повышение устойчивости к климату.
That is increasing resilience to climate change. On this item, we have one document. It's also an informal document. This is the program of the Global Seminar on Adaptation to Climate Change. Now let me invite the representative of UNICEF, Alexander Biralkurova, who will present the tasks and goals and the status of that work, which is planned together with the Water Convention.
Работы по водной конвенции. Пожалуйста, Александр.